This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. A couple of quick notes. There was an injury accident on I-80 East overnight. That is all clear. That was at an on-ramp near Limestoneville. We still have a power outage in the Turbotville region. PPL says they are working on that. 300-some customers. Warrior Run School District on a two-hour delay, and that is because of that power outage. So we will keep you posted about that. On the news line with us now, Sherry Jacobson is calling us. She is a Susquehanna University Associate Professor of Sociology and Anthropology. Thank you so much for calling in, Sherry. Very much appreciated.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
And you are one of the organizers of a discussion on gun violence at Susquehanna University, the first segment of which is on Monday. So tell us about the discussion Monday.
Okay, well, our department is organizing a speaker series on advocacy, more generally. And over the course of the next few years, we'll be bringing in a variety of people who advocate about different issues, with a goal of helping students and also the community leverage the insights of people who are out there trying to make change. What kinds of things work? What mistakes have they made that they wish they could take back? How did they get involved in whatever they're advocating for? So even if you're not necessarily attached to the issue of any given program, you will walk away with a broader understanding of how to make your case for your issue. So that's pretty much the goal of the series. Monday night is going to be the first event, and it will be on people who advocate for gun violence prevention. We're bringing in three of the leading advocates across the state of Pennsylvania who do that work, who also have a variety of expertise. Representative Movita Johnson-Harrell represents Philadelphia's 190th district. She actually, before she got involved in electoral politics, she started her own foundation called the Charles Foundation in Philadelphia with an aim towards supporting children and trying to reduce gun violence in Philadelphia. Shira Goodman is the executive director of Ceasefire PA. So she is an attorney who uses her law degree professionally for her advocacy and runs a statewide organization. And then we have Mary Beth Christensen, who is a volunteer leader with Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, a national organization. So not only do they all have their own personal insights, but they represent different aspects of how people can get involved in a particular issue. Start your own foundation, make it your profession, become a skilled volunteer.
Well, you have you are an advocate for yourself as well as a sociologist, so put the sociologist hat on for a second and answer me this. Why is it that women are often the catalyst to really make positive change happen faster? You know, we've talked about this for a long time in the field of autism and some other issues that related to schools and education. Now you've compiled a panel of superlative people, and guess what? All women. And the moms group, an example of women demanding action.
Yeah, I think that's a great observation. I know the sociologist Theda Scotchpole at Harvard has been doing a multi-year project. She was actually in our area several years ago. A professor of political science brought her in, looking at, in fact, the number of women-run grassroots organizations and how many women are involved in this kind of advocacy. A lot of people in the gun violence prevention movement, I would say, tragically, are people who have had their children taken by gun violence, and that has motivated a number of women who have gotten involved in, you know, starting their own foundations or joining larger organizations. I don't study women in social movements, so putting on my professional cap, I'm a little reluctant to get too far out there, other than to say that I agree with you, the numbers are there, and it is really an important part of our democratic fabric. You know, part of what inspired me to start this series was a comment from a student I had about 10 years ago. We were reading a book about political activity in the United States, and she made the observation that Election Day is to democracy what Christmas is to Christianity. And that if you really want to be a Christian, it's a whole set of dispositions and activities and mindset that really has to be ongoing all year. It can't just be Christmas. And if you really want to be have a functioning democracy and consider yourself a citizen, it also can't just be about voting on Election Day. Voting on Election Day is super important. But it also has to be an ongoing dialogue between citizens, among citizens, citizens letting their legislators know what matters to them. And this is really what makes a thriving democracy. We are so blessed to live in this country where we can do that. And I really want to keep that fire alive where people can come together, share ideas, sometimes disagree, maybe refine their own ideas, maybe be persuaded by somebody else's. And this whole speaker series is geared towards that kind of activity.
Well, advocates seem to make things happen, whether it's changes in gun laws, or we saw that in the medical marijuana field where advocates step forward. And even though most people were okay with the concept of medical marijuana, the state legislature still dug in their heels and said never, 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 but then slowly did change that as some women in the legislature started to push for it. And the same thing, maybe that may happen with legalized recreational marijuana on or some other topic, I do not know, and I'm certainly not predicting that that's the next thing to change significantly. But when you start to talk about advocacy as this semester continues and next semester, what other fields or issues might you be talking about?
So the plan with the advocacy series, we brainstormed it last semester, spring semester. It is a collaboration with students, and I actually have two students co-coordinators working on this with me who will be doing the interviewing of the panelists on Monday night. And the idea is to, in part, match up faculty expertise with topics, in part, to have students suggesting topics that they care about, and in part, to open it up to the broader community. And in fact, on the program for Monday night, I have my email address, and I invite people to suggest topics that they would like to see represented. So in the spring, this spring, we're going to be bringing in somebody working on, or maybe a panel of climate change advocates, people working to reverse climate change. Kathy Straub from the Department of Earth and Environmental Studies is actually going to be heading that up with two students. And then we'll also have a panel on immigration in conjunction with a class that I'm teaching about diasporas and migration. And then other things we've talked about for the future. We don't have programming set for next fall yet, but some of the topics that the students wanted to see addressed were people who work to get out the vote, make sure that all people who are eligible to vote are registered and have simple and direct access to their polling places or absentee ballots, whatever that may be. We've talked about panels on LGBTQ rights, advocates for that. And again, I invite anybody who would like to see something addressed to contact me at Jacobson, J-A-C-O-B-S-O-N, at susu.edu. We are totally open to a variety of topics. And the focus is, of course, we're going to learn about the topic itself because these people are going to be involved in advocating for it. But a lot of the focus is really going to be on what are the best practices, what are the things you've learned along the way, how could other people leverage what you already know? Because a lot of Americans, they have strong feelings about things, but you call your representative and sometimes you just get a voicemail and you send an email and it just goes off into the ether and you get an automated response. And we have to remember that whatever part of the political picture we represent in our own lives in America, whether that's to the left or to the right or in the center, we have to communicate to our legislators what matters to us. We have to be the ones driving this ship. And the more that citizens retreat from that, the more it makes way for private interests with lots of money to have their say. no matter how much money those corporations have, if we as citizens choose not to vote for somebody, they're not going to get elected. And so they need to hear from us. Whatever our perspectives are, I encourage people from across the political spectrum to let their legislators know what matters to them. And so the hope is with this advocacy series, we'll get some really great ideas about either joining larger organizations, starting our own, or just even effectively lobbying, not lobbying, but advocating as a citizen.
Well, I've said on our talk show, everybody gets fed up enough sometime to say something about something. Even Joe McGranahan was in a Capitol Rotunda rally for legalized radar for local police departments. So everybody has something that they wish to advocate for and should make their voice known. And Joe's advocacy might pay off. There is some movement to that end, or at least there's certainly a discussion about it. Well, Professor Jacobson, we'll give you the last word. Please invite folks to attend the advocacy series.
So this event is free. It's open to the public. Our inaugural event is called Not One More, Power and Persistence in the Movement to End Gun Violence. It will be Monday night, October 7th, in Isaac's Auditorium at Susquehanna University. Isaac's Auditorium is housed in Seibert, in the Seibert Building. There's parking near the church, the Degenstein, you know, by the parking lot. There's parking near the gym, and you can just walk over. We're really looking forward to seeing you. All people are welcome. We're looking forward to engaged and civilized dialogue.
And we hope we have it. Okay, well, fabulous. And as each of the other advocacy elements, activities come up, either have you or someone else associated with it or one of the advocates contact us, and we'll put them on the air and talk about that, make sure that this is a brought up topic. Thank you so much. Email.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, Jacobson, S-O-N, at susq.edu if you have more follow-up. Yes, thank you again, Sherry. Thanks for being on the radio today.
Thanks, Mark.
I appreciate that. On WKOK Sunrise, Sherry Jacobson talking about the SU Advocacy Series that starts this Monday.